Lecture 15. Stem cells come wrapped in one covering. This is Seminar Santa's gift program to me. How I train my genie stem cells. And my genie stem cells always say to me, "Your wish is my command."
No,
what?
He said in front of the door for the hen.
Oh, he's smart.
Come here, Ellen.
Ellen?
Yeah.
We are having a seminar here. Ellen is making ham for dinner, and the ham is supposed to be very good. And Rex is my beautiful golden retriever who recognizes the smell of beautiful ham. And is the ham in the oven?
No.
Where is? What have you done?
Read the recipe and have changed the recipe for a shorter time.
And what have you done?
Nothing.
Where is the ham?
In the room behind in the broadcasting room.
Is the door closed?
Yes.
Is there a problem?
No.
That's fine. Yeah, Rex smells that and he says, "I could handle that for you. You wouldn't even have to eat it tonight. It'd be all down my gullet."
Yeah, you don't need to cook it.
Very good. Okay. Stem cells come wrapped in one covering. And our topic ideas are, every stem cell comes wrapped in a naked self, pure and perfect, ready to go. Anita and Christina, you're ready, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Its outer and inner are its ideal self. Carefully, I direct each stem cell to action, and each stem cell eagerly follows my guidance. Now, we were talking about that in the last hour. Each stem cell eagerly follows my guidance, and I carefully direct each stem cell to an action. Now, why is it so important that we be aware of what we're doing? And the reason is that we have to be aware of what we're doing because all of our life we've been unaware. And I can just imagine Gertrude. She has her two grandchildren at her home often. And the grandchildren come in and say, "Hi, what do they call you?"
Grossi.
Over in Switzerland. And so they come into her house and they say, "Hi, Grossi." And she says, "Well, children, did you have a good day at school?" "Oh, yeah, we're hungry." And she says, "Well, what would you like?" "Oh," and they begin to rattle off things that they like. All the things are things they have seen in Grossi's refrigerator and in her cupboard. And they know everything she has in her refrigerator and her cupboard. And so Grossi says, "Well, go help yourself." And so they go and help themselves. And they take out 3 ice cream bars and 3 bottles of soda water. And they take out some hamburgers that are not fried. And they pop them into the microwave and make onions and so forth with them. And then they put them all together. And they each eat 2 hamburgers, you know, big ones, and 3 ice cream bars and 3 bottles of soda water and whatever else is there. And then Grossi, unfortunately, had a little bit of spaghetti left, you know, like a half a bowl. And so they both cleaned up the half bowl of spaghetti. Well, Grossi said, "Did you find everything you wanted?" "No, we're still hungry." And she said, "Well, that's the way it goes." And they said, "It's going to be a half an hour before supper." And she says, "Yes, that's the way it goes." So half an hour later, they're over at their house. And their father has prepared a dinner for them that is fit for a couple of princes and kings, queens. Beautiful steak. Steak and ice cream and potatoes and veggies and all sorts of good things. Plus lots of other treats. And a great big chocolate cake, which is their favorite. And The kids sit at the table. They say, Dad, what are you having? And the father says, well, I'm eating here too. One of those is for me. And they say, well, you only made two for each of us. And so they sit there and they eat very ravenously and enjoying every mouthful. And then the father says, well, kids, I'm going to go over and play poker with the gang at the bar tonight. So make yourself at home. So the kids say, okay. And they go over to the Migros co-op store down the street about two blocks. And they buy a couple of dozen hamburgers and a couple of dozen boxes of pre-prepared French fries, you know, pump fries, and then more ice cream and things. And they come home and they pop it into the microwave, and in no time at all it's ready. Well, now there's been an hour that has passed since dinner, and they're just tanking up something wonderful. And they're good-looking kids. They're healthy-looking kids. I think they're 13 and 17 or something like 16. And they're just healthy, fantastic-looking kids. But they have an appetite that never ends. And then after they've had their second dinner, and it's just about time to go to bed, they come over to Grossi's house. She lives nearby. And they come over and they say, Grossi! And she's reading a book and enjoying herself. Peace and quiet of her home. They say, we're hungry. You got something else? And she says, well, look in the refrigerator. Whatever you find, help yourself. So they look in the refrigerator and they find more food and they eat it. Now, what is happening? What is happening to these children? Are these children learning to live, or are they learning to destroy themselves? You say, well, they need it, they're growing children. No, they don't. They don't need it. We think they do, and Grossi wants to gain their love, so she allows them to misuse what they should be using properly. And their father wants to gain their love, so he allows them to misuse it. And they got their own account over at the Migros co-op store, and they can go over and just sign in on their dad's name or on Grossi's name. You see, they can buy two piles of food. And they do it. And they come home, and they eat out of house and home, as they say. They'll eat you out of house and home. Now, what is Grossi doing that is wrong here or right? What is the father doing that is wrong or right? What's going on that's wrong or right? Well, let me say it this way. Every stem cell comes wrapped in its naked self, pure and perfect, ready to go. Carefully, I direct each stem cell to action. Why do we carefully direct each stem cell to action? Because we want a given result. Now, what result do you want? You want to return every organ action function of your body to its original purity and integrity. You want to return every organ action function of your body to its ideal wholeness, its ideal reality. Now, Grossi is in charge of her stem cells, and she handles them very well. Her body is just glorious. Her mind and her soul, and she's just beautiful. She's just fabulous. She's just great. But out there, she's letting these children who are her love care do as they please. And she doesn't say what they should do because she doesn't want to lose their affection. She doesn't want to lose their love for her. And so then, one day, the kids start complaining. Grossi, I'm getting fat. Grossi, I got the problem here. I need new shoes. I need new clothes. I need new pants. They're not big enough. And then Grossi says, that's something you'll have to take care of yourself. If you're going to eat ravenously like that, you have to take care of it. And they say, Grossi, you told us that you were in a seminar with Dr. Barley, and he told you that you have 10,000 stem cells every day in your body, and you should tell these stem cells what you want them to do. And Grossi, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful, you're intelligent, you're happy, you're wonderful. And Grossi says, that's right, I mind my own business. Well, Grossi, would you please tell us what we should do? And so Grossi says, well, I cannot tell you what you should do, but I can tell you how you should go about doing it. What is it that you would like to have? Each one of you, Jerome and Sabrina, each one, you sit down right now, if you will, and you write down what is it that you want out of life. Just start with the idea that you want a perfect body. You want a body that's whole and perfect. Perfect shape, perfect strength, perfect everything. Okay? Then write down what you want to think out of your mind, what wonderful thoughts you want your mind to be broadcasting. And then on and on she goes. And so the children are sitting there, this is work. Well, then Grossi says, you know, if you had a large home, an estate, and you hired people to come work for you, you'd have to tell them what to do. Oh, I wouldn't mind that. Well, this is your estate, your body, your life, and you're telling the stem cells what you want them to do. They are your servants. They're ready to do whatever you bid. But, Grossi, we'd rather have you do it for us. I don't think you do want me to do it for you. Because if I did it for you, you'd look like me. And you want to look like me? Well, no. We want to look like ourselves. Well, then you have to do it for yourself. Because if I have you do it my way, you'll look just like me. Which isn't the worst thing in the world. But you look just like me. And no, Jerome says, I'm a man. I want to look like me. And so she helps them as they begin thinking their way through their new responsibility, their new life, their new ownership. Now, she says to him, okay, now, what do you think is necessary to have a healthy body? And she doesn't say, you eat too much and you're pigs and you slobber out. And she just said, what do you think it would take to have a healthy body? And so they say, well, eating good food, all right, that's always good. But how much? Should you eat a portion? Well, we're so hungry. Well, should you eat a portion? Or should you eat a large portion? Or what should you do? I tell you, let's go on the internet and see what the internet has to say is the ideal diet for young people of your height and weight and age and what have you like that. And so they went on the internet and they found out that for their height and their weight, they should have a ton of steak every day, essentially. Oh, who can eat a ton of steak? Well, that's what it says. Because with your fat bodies and your fat... No, I want to be slim and trim and beautiful. No. And Sabrina says, my God, I don't fit in any of my dresses anymore. And Grossi says, well, if you eat properly, you'll fit in them. So Grossi says, this is what the white stem cells do. Your pure white stem cells from your brain, flooding your body, are saying, you asked for it, you got it. You want more food, you got more food. Your body's going to be chunky. You asked for it, you asked for bad judgment in eating, that's what you get. Now, let's look at the internet and see what it says. Well, they go on to the internet on the perfect food diet and the pyramid chain and all that stuff. What is the ideal diet for anybody? And so they go into it for teenagers. Healthy teenagers who are active in sports or like Jerome is and what have you. And so they find out that the perfect diet includes this. 3 meals a day. Not 6 or 8. But 3 meals a day. Oh, what will happen to us? Well, in no time at all, you'll slim right down to where you want to be. Oh. It's yes and no, yes and no. You know, do we want to give up the food so we can be healthy? And so you tell them, your stem cells will act on anything you want. Now, I can give you a certain diuretic, and you can take this diuretic with every meal you have, and you can eat all you want and all you can eat, and then you'll just blow your head off. You'll empty out everything that you're eating, and then you'll have an empty stomach ready to go to your next meal. And you'll blow it out and then be ready for the next meal. Is that what you want? It doesn't sound too cool. Why doesn't it sound too cool? Because I'm just throwing away the food. And I'm just emptying out. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you will have a nice figure. You get all your weight off of you. But that's a kind of a rugged thing to do. What would you like to do? Well, Grossi, we'd like to look like you. Okay, then may I offer you my diet? Oh, yeah. And so Grossi offers her diet. And she tells him, 3 meals a day, no treats at school, no treats after school, no treats in the night, 3 meals a day, and follow it with all your heart, and you'll have a healthy body. You'll live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, is that what you want? Yeah. Well, okay. Now, what if Grossi had taught these children proper dietary facts earlier in life? Would they have ever had to go through that? No. But she didn't, because she wanted to win their love. Her father didn't, because he wanted to win their love. And their mother was no better. She fed them like it was going out of style too. In fact, everybody wants to feed you like it's going out of style when you go visiting, instead of treating you like a normal person. You know, I'm coming here to be with you. I'm not coming here to tank up. If I want to tank up, I'll go to the kind of restaurant I really want. I want a pizza, the one with hamburgers, and the one with hot dogs, and, you know. But no, you see, we do that to people. We do that to people. And we don't eat ourselves, but we want them to eat. Because that's what we have always known as the way of sharing hospitality and sharing who we are. And of course, it's a false sharing. We are creating a condition for people that's making it inharmonious for them to live a happy life. Excuse me, and including us to live a happy life. Now, what do we do? What do we do to incite, to encourage, to create our stem cells in us doing what we want them to do? What do we do? What we do is we first have an idea what we want. Is there any reason why any one of us in this room could not have the absolutely perfect ideal body? The ideal body? Is there any reason we couldn't? No. Is there any reason we don't? Yes. And the reason that we don't is that we do not follow what our stem cells tell us to do. Now, what do our stem cells tell us to do? Our stem cells tell us to eat in balance, in proportion. Okay, that's easy. Now, is it possible for our stem cells to come into our body and balance us and balance our appetite, balance every organ, action, function of our body, so that we no longer want to eat more than we beneficially need? Can the stem cells balance us in our ability to see, in our ability to speak, and our ability to live? Can the stem cells do this? Yes, very much so. Now, how do you bring about the stem cells doing that? Very simple. You use...
Affirmation.
Affirmations, yes. I heard the mations. Affirmations. Did you say affirmations? Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yes, the affirmations, that's right. You use the affirmations. You use the affirmations, my stem cells are now working in perfect harmony with my highest and best. You like that? My stem cells are now working in perfect harmony with my highest and best. My stem cells are now working in harmony with my highest and best. And as we put our stem cells to work in harmony with our highest and best, what do? They don't keep us from anything, but we do not have an appetite buildup that needs to be fed. We do not have the sensory activities going on to say, ooh, that smell of the chocolate cake, oh my goodness, how wonderful. Oh, those eggs smell so good, I should have three or four, not just one or two, you know. And, oh, that toast, oh, that British, or what do you call them, muffins, the
English
muffins, all right, British English. What about the English muffins, you know? My goodness, they smell so good. And what is the other one?
Croissant.
Those croissants, my goodness, do they smell good. Wow, I could eat a dozen. Well, you see, that's okay. But you work in a bakery, and after a while you lose your interest. Not because the food doesn't always taste the same good and beautiful, but because you have your satisfaction. Now, our stem cells guide us. Our stem cells develop in us an appetite for the things that are beneficial to us and a non-appetite for the things that are not beneficial to us. Our stem cells make in us that perfect picture of who we are. Now, our stem cells say to us, walk. Because that's harmonious for the body, and the body is going to be healthier when you walk. Our stem cells say, don't jump in the golf cart every time you go someplace, but walk. And so Ellen jumps in the golf cart and runs down here and runs up there and goes, I got it, I'm in a hurry, I got it. Well, leave earlier. But I have so many things to do. Ellen, your body, your ideal, the ideal body you have, is far more important to you than anything else in the world. And riding in a golf cart and getting there ahead of time, or getting there in time to do all the things you want to do, it just makes a little planning ahead. But it's so important. Now, pretty soon, you'll take the big car. And then pretty soon, you take two cars. You'll have somebody follow you, picking up the stuff so you don't have to get out of the car and get it, you know. And pretty soon, you'll be quite robust. And if that's what you want, then that's what you get. Now, there are people who can be driven around, and they never gain a pound. How do they do it? They see themselves their ideal weight. They see themselves their ideal figure, and they are always that. Now, can you do that? Can you see yourself your ideal figure? Can you see yourself living harmoniously with the ideal stem cells within you? You see, it takes a little training. It takes a little decision that that's what you want. Now, you saw aristocrats, remember? Aristocats. And what did the lady who was their keeper, what did she do? Come now. What impression did this mother, the woman have on you, who was the woman in charge of these cats, who owned these cats? What impression did she have on you? Come. What? She was tall.
And slim.
And stately, and regal, and beautiful, and delightful, and charming, and wonderful.
Huh? And in charge.
In charge, yes, very much in charge. She just was wonderful. Everything she did, it was just like Princess Di herself had work, you know. She was just wonderful. Now, what was she doing? Being herself and having fun. Now, what did she say to her kittens? Did she say, get off that piano, you damn little cats. Stop splattering paint all over the place. What are you doing? She didn't say any of that, did she? Did she?
No.
What did she say? All is good and very good. All is good and very good. Now, She was at least 150 or 60, you know, maybe 200 years old. At least that's what they portrayed her as, being an older lady. And, of course, the man that she had as her lawyer looked even older. But what did she do? When she saw her cats, she wanted to get up and make sure they were okay. How did she get out of bed? She leaped out of bed. And when she went to look at her cats, ah! She was aware, on top of it, all the time. You see, this is done by imagery. What image does she have of herself? Yes, royal. What image do you have of yourself? Royal. Now, this is what you want to do. Put these stem cells to work on whatever image you've got of yourself. And if you have an old fatty boom boom image of yourself, you got a problem. Evan's grandson was that way for quite a while. And Giacomo. And he was always eating. And he's always stuffing out. Well, pretty soon, his family life completely changed. And he became active in sports. And the moment he did, he just blossomed like a rose. Tall and straight and beautiful. And it's probably his mental attitude changed tremendously too, because that's part of the game. But you see, he had an image of himself as a poor little boy who had parents who didn't love him and didn't pay much attention to him. And they didn't. The mother only said, do, practice, practice, practice. And the father didn't say much of anything, perhaps. But the minute the husband and wife separated, then the little kid started getting individual attention. And when they got individual attention, they really paid attention to what he was doing. Before, they didn't pay much attention. She used to have him sing for us, and he sang very beautifully. But the thing is, he was just performing. He was not being his natural self. Later, he became his natural self. Now, is his natural self better than that sniggly little kid that was performing before? You bet. Now, what about you? Are you still that sniggly little kid? Snootery little kid? Or are you the master now? It's up to you to make that decision and see where you're going. And it's fun. Okay. Every stem cell comes wrapped in a naked self, pure and perfect, ready to go. No limitation, no needing anything. It doesn't need to be warm or cold, doesn't need food, doesn't need anything. It's just ready to have you put into it what your dream or desire is for yourself. And you say, stem cell, jump in my brain and make me a genius.
Yeah.
And the stem cell says, oh, that's easy. It's just a reflection of myself. Yeah. And you say, stem cell, jump into my hearing and let me hear sound anywhere in the world. And I tune in on the beautiful sounds and I tune out on the sounds that I don't choose to hear. Stem cell, jump into my eyes that I can see a million miles. And I can see the tiniest portion of an inch. And I always have perfect sight. And I see what I want to see. And if wherever I look, I see peace and happiness and harmony. You know? Stem cells, jump into my voice and let me sing like the most magnificent singer that has ever been conceived. And let me know with a repertoire that is unbelievable, speaking every language in the world in dialect, in perfect dialect, and understanding what I'm saying. Wouldn't that be interesting? And why not? Have these stem cells go to work for you. They're ready. But what do they say?
Your wish is my command.
Your wish is my command. Now, how can you be more definite than that, huh? Your wish is my command. Now, let's get them to work and do it. It's an outer and inner. If its outer and inner are its ideal self. The cell and the outer and on the inner is its ideal self. Now, what about you? Are you on the outer and inner your ideal self? This is what we want to demonstrate in our life. Carefully, I direct each stem cell to action. And that's where we are right now. Carefully directing each stem cell to action. So, Why did you delay the time in heating the ham?
Because I've changed the recipe. There were another recipe. So I've changed it. I changed the recipe of the final cooking of the ham.
And why did you change it?
Because
you read the label?
No, because we discussed it, that might not be our favorite taste.
The way that they were suggesting you make it might not be your favorite taste.
No, you can have it in different ways.
I see. Well, Ellen, you're not really saying yet what I wanted to hear from you. Why did you change? Because
I made a decision.
Wanted to. All right. Is your decision wise?
Yes.
Is your decision a happy decision?
Yes.
Is everybody appreciating your decision?
Yes.
A slight hesitation there. You see, when you do it for yourself, there's no hesitation. There's no feeling that somebody might not appreciate what you're doing. Now, do you think Rex appreciates what you're doing?
Yes.
Now, you see, you had to sort of slide into that one. But that was good, too. But why does Rex appreciate what you're doing?
Because he appreciates everything what I do. I appreciate whatever I do, and so he does, too.
Rex is my reflection,
yes.
And he appreciates everything I do.
Yeah.
He has good taste.
Yeah.
His choice of people to follow is good.
Right.
And he follows you. Right? Right?
Whenever I make that decision.
Okay. You see, you're still trying to look for something to save your backside. And just flow with it.
Okay.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Good. You made a good decision about your turkey?
Yes.
And you, what size turkey did you buy?
It's a ham, it's not a turkey.
Oh, you let me get by with saying turkey before. You have to listen to me carefully. Because I'll mislead you.
I didn't hear a turkey.
Did I say turkey before?
Yes.
Yeah. You see?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you see, you were so much into what you were saying, not hearing what I was saying.
I did not hear that.
That's okay. That's okay. Now, you want to be master of yourself at all times.
Okay.
Now, Ellen, I can see how your kids got away with murder with you. They come up and they say, Mom, I got A in here and I got A in here. Isn't that wonderful, Mom? Isn't that wonderful? Now, Mom, sign here. Now, well, what's this for? Well, this is a detention form that I have to go and stay after school. What are you staying after school for? Because I didn't get good grades in these other subjects. So they felt I need a little more school time, study time. Well, Bubba, you wanted me to sign that you wanted me to... No, Mom, I had you saying yes, and so I thought I'd slip this in too. You would do that to your mom? No? I didn't want to stay after school. Is it possible that Diego could do a thing like that?
No.
Is it possible that Mariella could do a thing like that? Is it possible that Diego might pull one over on you?
No.
That Diego might ever do anything to get around you?
No.
You're saying that pretty definitely.
Yes.
Are you lying?
I'm saying the truth.
The answer is no. I am not lying. Are you lying?
I'm not lying.
No!
I speak the truth.
The answer is yes or no.
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Thank you very much. Have I taught you to give a yes and no answer first?
All right.
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Yes,
especially
always.
In our seminar. Now, what kind of person is Diego? Your reflection. What kind of person are you? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, right?
Right.
Don't be hesitant. And don't be shy. And don't think that by saying something like this you're sort of being a fool. Because you're not.
Yeah.
If you stand up at all times for who you are, remember? At all times. Did Pollyanna say the right thing to the minister?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's how she was brought up.
It came out of her heart. And she didn't hesitate. She smoothly, quickly gave the information. Now, this is what I want all of you to do. Practice smoothly, quickly giving the information, because this is what opens up the door for the stem cells to go to work for you. Can you imagine if you have a maid come to work for you and she says, what would you like me to do? Well, I want you to do maid stuff. Well, thanks a lot. In my house, maid stuff was sitting smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee, you know, and looking busy. No, I want you to do whatever I want you. Now, what would you have them do? You would not say, would you please do this? Would you please do this? You say, I am paying you, and this is a schedule I'd like you to follow. And if you want to follow it, you're hired. If you don't want to follow it, you're fired. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is what you say to the stem cells. You say to the stem cells, this is the work I have for you to do, and I would like you to do it right now. And the stem cells would say to you, yeah, what would they say to you?
Your wish is...
We'd say it.
Your wish is my command.
Don't hesitate, you're right. Your wish is my command. You see, after a while it sounds a little ludicrous to say it again and again and again, but that's when it's starting to bear fruit, starting to get roots, starting to really be something that you want to do. You understand? Yes. Now, this last point here is really a powerful one. Each stem cell eagerly follows my guidance. Each stem cell eagerly follows my guidance. Now, Ellen, if you're going to tell your stem cells, please do this, please do that, you're in trouble. You say, do this, do this, do this. Would you like to do this? Can you help me doing this? Or would you, please, that's not what you do. Gertrude lives in a house, and it has a front door. And when the children come in the front door, Gertrude has a little box there, and it's for their shoes, for their wet shoes or their dirty shoes. And she says, children, when you come in the house, you take off your goulashes or your overshoes or your rubber shoes, whatever you call them, and put them in the box. Oh, Grouchy, Bob doesn't make us do that. We don't want to do that. Well, then you're not welcome in my house. Oh, we're not welcome in your house. Well, just because we don't want to do it, your shoes. No. You're not welcome in my house because you do not want to follow my rules. Oh, Grouchy, who wants rules? Well, nobody wants rules. Would you like to make rules for my house? All right, now here it is. Brother Lawrence was training to be a monk or a brother in the Catholic monastery. And his job was to clean up the kitchen. And his job was to make sure that kitchen was always clean. And his job was to make sure that kitchen was always clean. His job was to make sure that kitchen, which included the dining room, was always clean. So these monks would come in after working out in the fields, working out in the garden, with their muddy shoes on and their muddy bag and their muddy pants and everything, and they'd drop mud all over the place. Well, Brother Lawrence would go after them with his broom and with his dustpan, and he'd pick up the dust, and he would take his bucket and wash down the floor right away, and he would be appreciative if they would take their shoes off and put them in the box for that. And then after he finished cleaning the floor again from all the dust that they dropped everywhere, he went to the shoebox and he cleaned each one of their shoes, spick and span, dried it off beautifully, polished it, and put it back in the box. But first he cleaned the box out and then he put it in. Now, did he feel belittled? Did he feel that he was doing it for what reason did he do it?
For himself, actually for Jesus.
He said, I'm doing it for Jesus, but he did it for himself. He felt that was his task. Now, Do you think they told him to do it so assiduously as that? So completely as that? No, they just said, do it. He interpreted it that way because he was a dedicated man. Now, are you at least as dedicated as Brother Lawrence to do your task about training your stem cells? I know you can't train your grandkids and your grandkids and your nieces and nephews and, you know, your whoever else you got in your family. You can't train them. But what can you do?
Stem cells.
Huh?
Train myself.
What did you say, Ellen?
Stem cells.
Yes, you can train your stem cells. You can train your stem cells. You can't train your grandkids. You should train yourself, true. That's true. You should.
Yeah.
But you want to train your stem cells. You want to train them exactly what you want. And you don't say, would you please? You say, stem cells, go into my heart and return it to its original purity and integrity. Go into my liver. Go, do whatever, however you wish. You don't have to. You could just say, go into me, you know, and return me to my original purity and integrity, if you wish. Or your wording can be anything you want. Now, are you going to be, Ellen, whoever else, how many types of healing do we have?
Two.
Healing?
How many types? Specific and general.
Specific and general. What are we talking about here? Both.
Both.
Yeah, both. Now, which one are you going to use in training your stem cells? Specific or general? Or both?
We say both.
Or both. Because if you're specific, you're going to have to do a lot of detailed work and remember a lot of things. If you're general, I'm whole and perfect. So as I teach you, as you walk the meditation path here every day, say, I'm whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I live in the ideal spirit.
I keep forgetting that. I live in the ideal spirit, mind, and body. Thank you, Ellen. You're so wonderful for remembering that. I live in the ideal spirit, mind, and body. Do you understand? This is the principle how it works. Okay? Well, we will close now in preparation for Anita's talk. And she will be over at my pad at 1:45, and you will all have an opportunity to enjoy yourself. And then tomorrow we have Gertrude, and then the next night we have Christina, and New Year's Day Eve we will have Ellen. Oh my, which is the second.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, New Year's Day Eve is the first, so it'd be the second. Whatever, we'll figure it out. Okay, enjoy, and know that I love you very, 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 very much.